Hi, I'm Lucien Wishick from the VB Language team. I'm excited to tell you about what's coming in the next version of Visual Studio. You know, you're going to like this version because everything will just work better without having to learn difficult new stuff. I'll tell you how we've improved the coding experience, how we've improved the fundamentals, and how we've improved the VB language itself. This release is packed full of improvements, so I'm going to dive right into a demo. There'll be a lot of new features, but don't worry. I'll recap afterwards all the new features we've seen. Let's start with this read-only property. There's a lot of code in it. So, new feature, control.extract method. It plumps me straight into this new feature, the green inline rename feature. Very powerful. I'll do one more. Control.new feature, inline temporary variable. Now this guess is a lot more readable. Let's scroll down a bit. New feature, the word link is grayed out. That shows it's redundant text. I use the light bulb to get rid of it. Let me show you another new feature. I'm now allowed comments inside link queries. Before, they all had to go at the end, which didn't help readability. New feature, look at these imports. They're gray as well, so I can use organize imports to remove and clean them up. While I'm here, I'm going to add some XML doc comments. And watch this, new feature, there's IntelliSense and colorizing and tooltip support inside the XML doc comments now. New feature, right-click, go to definition. It takes me to metadata, view as source. This is a beautiful view. It's got the tooltips and it's got view call hierarchy and find all references. Very powerful way to explore the framework. I'm going to add a few properties here. I'm going to add a new public read-only property. New feature, you can have read-only auto props at last. I'm going to do a new, which takes a name, a parameter, and assign it into the property. This is powerful. This is where you can assign into the properties in the constructor. New feature. In the old VB, you had to cursor off for squiggles to appear or disappear. Now they just happen. I'm going to write a toString method, which returns a string. New feature. This isn't a typo. This is actually a multi-line string literal. At last, we have multi-line strings in VB. Well, that's been a lot of code-focused features. I want to switch over now to the Solution Explorer and show you. New feature, right-click, add new project. I'm going to add a shared project. This is going to let me share source code. I'm going to shift-drag it out of WPF into shared project. It will let me share code between any two projects, in this case WPF and Phone Silverlight. Oh, and did you notice that? New feature, the references node now appears in Solution Explorer. Well, it's shared code between both projects, so I can build it all, and we'll find that builds happen a lot quicker. Well, that's a lot of new features in the new VB. Basically, we started from scratch. We rethought every single bit of the coding experience and made it all better. I showed you a bunch of the coding features, refactorings, inline rename, and lots more. I also showed you some of the underlying improvements, like metadata source, improvements to the project system. We've put a lot of effort into enriching the VB experience everywhere. You watch other videos on analyzers, link expressions in watch windows, better edit and continue, and more. And let me mention perf. VB perf is a heck of a lot faster now. It compiles large projects faster by about 50%. One huge million line of code went down from 70 seconds compiled to just 40 seconds. And for those of you with smaller projects, it's much faster to load them as well. I also showed you a bunch of language improvements, comments within link queries, multi-line string literals, read-only autoprops. There are lots more other language improvements that you'll enjoy, none of them major. They're all obvious extensions to the language features you already know and love. There are a few new language features as well. If, like me, you'll find a lot of string literals in your code, new feature, the name of operator, will make that better, so you'll get proper IDE support. Next, you probably have a lot of null checks in your code. New feature, the new question mark dot operator does exactly the same as the null check, but it's easier to read and write. And this final feature is my favorite, because I get confused by string format. The new feature is called string interpolation, and it lets me put expressions right into the string. Look, I've covered a huge number of new features. I wanted to give you a taste of the huge number of improvements you'll see. Better coding, editing experience, better Solution Explorer, better perf, better language features. Most of them are intuitive and obvious, so just download and start coding. And the best starting point is right here, roslyn.codeplex.com. Here you'll find download links, explanations of the new language features, walkthroughs, and forums. Have fun.